Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Master Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Monday, 18th of January, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, we've got sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 4 new cases of COVID-19. That's 53 active cases, including 2 in Nobles. 7 international students test positive at King William's College. Lockdown rules could be eased next week. And the latest from the media briefing. Investigation continue after the body of a woman was found in Andrus at the weekend. And the horse tramway could be the key to helping tourism. All on lockdown two, day number 12.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Alex Watton.
Fastamai. The Chief Minister says the Council of Ministers hopes to make a modest set of changes to coronavirus measures this Thursday. Howard Quayle says that by then, if the island has surpassed a week without evidence of community spread, they will consider easing some restrictions. However, he says ministers don't want to rush and potentially ruin what has been achieved so far. 7 international students at King William's College have tested positive for COVID-19. It's after a group of 26 students returned to the Isle of Man on the 4th of January as part of a localised bubble. All are self-isolating. And 4 new cases of COVID-19 have been identified on the island. 2 have been detected from high-risk contacts and 2 from returning travellers. All 4, again, are in isolation. Further afield in the UK, Prime Minister says he's encouraged by the speed of the coronavirus vaccine rollout across the UK. 4 million people have had their first dose as over 70s in England begin receiving their invitations to get the jab today. The US Secret Service insists there's no risk to the public after the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. was sealed off. Authorities say they responded to a small fire nearby, but it's since been extinguished. And another 599 people have died after testing positive for COVID-19. There have also been another 37,535 new infections. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you. Alex from the Ronalds Way Met Office. The RSC weather indicates strong winds at sea for the next 12 hours. Rain on a light variable breeze this evening. Could be heavy rain through the night down to 4 degrees. There is, in fact, a yellow warning for heavy rain till Wednesday morning. For tomorrow, Tuesday, Chemert, a wet day with a light to moderate east, northeasterly, daytime maximum 8 degrees. The rain may turn to sleet over the hills tomorrow. Overnight minimum 3. Into Wednesday, Ukraine, we're saying cloudy and wet with sleet or snow over the hills on Wednesday. A light northerly becoming strong west-northwesterly, high temperature 6 degrees. Low waters at 25 past 9 tonight, high water 17 minutes past 3, sunrise 25 past 8 tomorrow, and low water 17 minutes past 9. The matrix signs for the mountain road indicating fog on the mountain, and the Bemmacree is safely in harbour.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
The Chief Minister says lockdown rules could be slightly eased as early as Thursday this week. This could include allowing certain trades which operate outside to go back to work and visits to other households so long as social distancing is observed. Here's the Chief Minister.
So at our review this morning, we were encouraged to see that we have now seen our 6th day with no evidence of community transmission. Yes, there are still cases, but for almost a week now, these have been people who were already in self-isolation because either they have travelled or because they have been identified through contact tracing as a close contact and therefore have been asked to self-isolate. There is, of course, still some way to go, but it does appear that what you have been doing is having an impact. Dr. Hewitt and others have told us that we will not know with certainty if we have succeeded and that the virus is no longer on our island until we see 28 days with no community transmission, 2 cycles of 14 days. But what we also heard is that the longer we go without unexplained cases, the more that risk reduces. We have therefore agreed that on Thursday, when we might be beyond 7 days, we will consider the possibility of making a modest set of changes to our measures. We do not want to rush and risk ruining what you have achieved, but we do want to take a step forward if the circumstances allow. We will be looking at changes around outside spaces. The scientific advice is that the risk of transmission outdoors is significantly lower than indoors, especially if social distancing, face coverings, and good hygiene are also in place. We still need to finalise details of what might be included, but this may be to allow outdoor trades to return to work, especially those who work alone. We may also be able to make changes to allow other people, as long as this is outdoors. You will remember deck chairing. It may be something like that. But I do have to underline that even if we were able to announce these changes later this week, social distancing and face coverings will remain with us and will continue to be important. I will update you on this as soon as possible.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
So could border restrictions have been tightened sooner to prevent the return of the community coronavirus transmission in the Isle of Man? Looking back, Health Minister David Ashford insists the majority has acted responsibly.
In terms of patient transfers, we only send away the people who clinically need that support in the UK. We, as an island of 84,000, just can't deliver every form of treatment going. It's not possible to deliver it on island, and it wouldn't actually be patient safe to do so. So we do have to get patient transfers to seek care in the UK. So there will, even in a height of a pandemic, still need to be people who will travel across for what in many cases is life-saving treatment. I know people refer sometimes to the students coming back, but actually the students coming back, I think, behaved themselves impeccably, which was shown. There was concerns there were going to be mass outbreaks from the students. There wasn't. Students, although studying in the UK, are still Manx citizens and Manx residents. So their residency is still on the island. So if you tried to restrict them coming backwards and forwards, you would actually be legally restricting residents. You couldn't just restrict students as a group. You'd have to restrict residents because that's what they are, even although they study in the UK. The other entry to the island was, of course, those contractual reasons and also compassionate grounds. So we haven't gone as far as releasing to level 3, where people could sponsor people in, etc. That wasn't there. And that was a situation throughout the period when we were in a good situation. As Minister, I've always been clear that with viruses, there was always a likelihood it was going to pop back up. That, you know, we shouldn't be complacent about that. That's a virus at the end of the day. And yeah, I think a lot of people have, you know, realised that we were in a very good situation. What I would say is we've been in that situation before. We've been in this situation before. We got through it then. We will get through it now. And with the work of the public, we will get through it again and we'll get back to exactly where we were.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:09 this afternoon. She got into Douglas in the past 10 minutes. She's on the Linkspan now and will be departing at 7:45 this evening, arriving in Heysham at 11:30, spinning round and leaving at 2:15 tomorrow morning. Back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Investigations are continuing over the body of a woman that was found in the north of the Isle of Man over the weekend. The details from Lewis Foster.
Police were called to an address in Andreas shortly after 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, following reports of a domestic incident. A woman was found to be deceased at the property, with the circumstances leading to her death being treated as unexplained. Police confirmed to Manx Radio that staff from the Isle of Man Constabulary remained at the scene this afternoon, with officers having been guarding the property since being called to the incident. Two males who were also at the address at the time are currently assisting the police with their investigation, while officers are conducting inquiries in the area. No details relating to the woman's identity or the cause of her death have been released, while police say further information is not being published at this time.
Manx Radio's business briefing.
It's 5:40 on Manx Radio. Airline bookings this year are averaging 79% fewer than last year and point to a difficult quarter ahead, according to the IATA data for this week. The report states that the use of an effective testing method instead of quarantine is the answer to accelerate market recovery. In large parts of the global economy, the past 10 years have been marked by disappointing growth. In fact, the innovations of the 2010s, like smartphones and social media, haven't quite accelerated productivity as in anticipated, but there are signs to suggest we're on the cusp of a spurt in growth. And it's because of the war against COVID. The Economist magazine reports that biological advances that have led to the rapid development of several COVID-19 vaccines, renewed investment in R&D from the private and public sectors, and the swift adoption of digital tools during the pandemic offer hope that a new innovation era is dawning.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
UK and European stocks started the new trading week mixed. The dollar clung to gains, oil fell and gold dropped as the stronger US dollar made bullion expensive for other currency holders. In corporate news, the top flight index was weighted down slightly by interest rate sensitive and defensive stocks like BT Group, United Utilities and Hikma Pharmaceuticals. The close in London, the FTSE 100 was down a fifth of a percent to 6,720. The DAX in Frankfurt up almost half a percent at 13,848. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down half a percent at 30,814. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, up almost 0.9% at 12,998. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.7% at 3,768. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 US 35.8, €1 12.5, and 20 South African rand 61.8. And finally, in commodities, gold up 0.6% at $1,836 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down 2.6% at $54.94.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsay Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
Good evening. Thanks for joining Manx Radio. This is Update. I'm Andy Wint. It's 17 minutes before six. Seven international students at King William's College have tested positive for COVID-19. The details from Ewan Gorn.
A group of 26 pupils studying the International Baccalaureate in the college's sixth form returned to the Isle of Man on the 4th of January as part of a localised bubble. The school confirmed the students, aged between 16 and 17, tested positive during their day 13 test whilst in self-isolation. It's believed all seven of these cases relate to the nine identified on the island yesterday. An exemption was given to King William's last year to allow 39 international students back to the island, despite borders being closed to non-residents. None of the students are displaying symptoms and are said to be in good spirits whilst continuing virtual lessons. The college is working with public health to manage the situation, it says, and ensure there's no further risk to the wider community.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai, a darts event due to take place in the Villa Marina in March, has been cancelled. Visit Isle of Man says the 2021 Isle of Man International Darts Festival won't be taking place due to the ongoing effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The Department for Enterprise says it wasn't able to find an alternative date later in the year, so the festival won't return until 2022. The event attracts up to 1,000 visitors to the Isle of Man each year. And the Isle of Man Football Association is reminding 15 to 18-year-old club players that the deadline to complete its survey is drawing near. It's 10 questions in total, asking about the October half-term competition, whether you played or not. The group says any feedback given will be invaluable to youth football on the island, and you can find the link to the survey via the Isle of Man Football Association Facebook page. And further afield, England's cricketers have taken a 1-0 lead in their two-match tour of Sri Lanka. They sealed a 7-wicket victory in the first test, with Johnny Bairstow and debutant Dan Lawrence guiding the tourists to their target in just 35 minutes. Bairstow, who was playing his first test in over a year, says it's a great way to return to the team.
It's always what you want to do, isn't it? And to be on the winning side, obviously, it's difficult when you come to the subcontinent. You know the challenges that you're going to have. To get a win on the board in the first game with a pretty short lead-up, to be quite honest, is pleasing for all the boys.
Phil Neville has stepped down as England women's head coach with immediate effect. He was due to leave the role in July, but has left early, with him set to become the new boss of David Beckham's Inter Miami. Former England international Sue Smith tells Sky Sports News Neville's left a lasting legacy.
He has raised the profile of the women's game. I think he's brought in different fans. I think from his male football background, the fact he's a winner, I think he's brought in that winning mentality to the players. But I know for him being a perfectionist, he'll be disappointed that he couldn't win anything with England.
The FA will name an interim head coach to lead the team until Serena Wiegmann assumes the role following the Tokyo Olympics.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
The 10 to 5 patient transfer plane to Liverpool left at 5:09. It's scheduled to be reappearing at 6:40 this evening. On the roads, watch out on the mountain. The Matrix sign showing fog, and there's a yellow warning for heavy rain for the next 36 hours or so. Cronk Road and Port St Mary's closed for the gas main replacement. Westlands closed in Peel for demolition, refurb and extension works. And Station Park in Colby, they're replacing the curbs and resurfacing there. Look out also in Peel, those phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure, stopping off at the Creek Inn to Station Place for another week or so. And by the way, if you want to check out what's happening on Douglas Promenade, myprom.im. has all the information. You can also get there via manxradio.com.
Quayside Tyres use Xmas to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call-out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66-4417.
A 21-year-old cyclist died in a tragic accident at St John's over the weekend. The details from Lewis Foster.
Luke McNicholas was riding a mountain bike when he was involved in the collision with a car near to the entrance of the Western Civic Amenity site. It happened shortly after 3:20 on Saturday afternoon. Mr McNicholas suffered severe injuries at the scene and later died at Nobles Hospital. Officers say they've spoken to the driver of the vehicle involved and other witnesses, but still want to hear from anyone who may have information about the collision. Anyone who can help is asked to contact Police Headquarters on 631212. That's 631212. The constabulary has offered thoughts to Mr McNicholas's family and asked the public not to speculate about the incident. Meanwhile, there's been an outpouring of grief on social media, where messages of condolence have been passed to Luke's family and friends.
Knowing how many people are coming to the Isle of Man and why they're coming since border restrictions came into force last year is vital for planning for the future, says Rob Mercer, MLC, who's asking for the figures on visitors and returning residents since March last year at this month's Tynwald sitting.
We're going to need to control our borders and manage our testing strategies for some time to come. And I think that some increased transparency on travel would be extremely useful. And I think it will also help the public to understand partly the related costs of testing. So if we need to change our testing strategy, if we know how many people are travelling and what reason they're travelling for, then that helps us to understand those costs and the risks that we're trying to manage. So that's where that question is coming from, just to put that information in the public domain.
Would you like to see more data like this in the public domain by default rather than Tynwald members having to ask for it?
I'm very keen on transparency of government, and open data has been something I've been very keen to see. Actually, the COVID numbers have been published as part of the data pages, which has been welcome. There's a balance to be had between the cost of providing that data. But when we design systems, we should be thinking, how can we publish this data in an open and transparent way? So that's from a fundamental point of view, that's where I'd like to start with any government system, unless, of course, it has to be private for data protection reasons, etc.
How valuable will the month-by-month breakdown be, given that we've had lots of different restrictions in place between March last year and now, a couple of lockdowns, students coming home for Christmas, etc.? Mm. Will we be actually be able to see a pattern month to month?
Well, let's wait and see what the data brings. I would hope as well that perhaps moving forward, they would continue to publish data like this on a monthly basis.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
A significant step has been taken to protect and promote Manx Gaelic, according to those who've successfully applied for Part 3 of the European Charter for Regional or Minority Languages to apply to the Isle of Man. Ewan Gawn spoke to the Government School Improvement Advisor, Chrissy Callaghan, and Director of Culture Vannin, Dr. Brisha Madrill.
The European Charter itself protects and promotes regional and minority languages in Europe and thinks about cultural traditions, heritage and language. And this decision just strengthens the protection and promotion of the Manx language and recognises that we've had an upsurge of interest in recent years, and that's because of community-based initiatives and targeted Isle of Man government support. And it's really a good news story for the language and for minority languages around the world.
So, Chrissy, how did this come about?
This came about following a visit from a committee of experts in 2018 who came to look at the work we were doing around Part 2 of the Charter. And as part of that visit, they were really impressed with everything that was going on in terms of supporting the promotion and growth of the language. They visited Bunscoil Gaeilge, Munjavega, the Manx language unit, and going into schools and seeing their work there. They also met with community groups as well, just so they got a flavour of everything that was going on. And as part of that feedback, it was so positive that we felt it was time to sort of move to the next level in terms of supporting the language, which was to sign up for Part 3.
It's one of those horrible terms, but moving forward, what does this mean for the language?
It means that there's, I think, greater confidence for the language community that have been working to promote and protect and develop the language for decades and decades. And it's really quite exciting. This shows a commitment to our unique language and culture and the proactive steps to protect and promote it. Some things that have been going on for a very long time, as you can imagine, we have a very strong presence in education, in media, in cultural circles as well. But it means that we can start thinking about other areas of life and think about how the language fits into those.
An MLC wants to know how the government plans to curtail a further rise in domestic abuse during this second lockdown. The MLC is Tanya August Hansen.
Overall, in the last lockdown, we saw police figures of reported DA incidents in the Isle of Man rise by 21%. That's a completely unacceptable level. You know, in the first 2 weeks, the Chief Constable, Gary Roberts, talked about there being a 71% rise in instances, and that's during just that first 2 weeks of lockdown, the first time around. And we don't have those figures through yet, I don't believe, from the Chief Constable. I'd be very interested in seeing what those are and how they compare between the first lockdown and this one.
So why is it you've put this question forward now, and what, if anything, would you like to see put in place?
Under the last lockdown rules, similarly to this one, people were banned from leaving their homes other than for essential reasons, daily exercise. That, understandably, was in a bid to contain the virus. But what I don't feel happened quickly enough, I mean, we were quite slow to act to domestic abuse, I think, when the UK was reporting rising figures there as a result of the pandemic. The warning signs were already coming through. And government was reacting to protect the public, and understandably, on a much more general scale. But I do feel that there should have been more done at an earlier stage. And what I now expect to see, and others expect to see that are interested in the subject matter, is a plan that has been formulated, lessons learnt off the back of the first lockdown, and that plan is now in place and we start to communicate exactly what that plan is.
The outgoing director of Manx National Heritage believes the Douglas Horse Tramway could play a key role in rejuvenating the island's tourism sector. Visitor numbers to the island have reduced significantly since March after the borders were closed, and Edmund Southworth claims tourism in the British Isles is set to thrive for the next 5 years due to concern over COVID-19. And he's confident the Isle of Man has something to offer that other destinations just don't.
The future of the island, I think, is in special interest tourism, not bucket and spade, it's not donkeys on the beach. It's people coming for a particular reason. And there's no doubt that we have a very rich heritage, whether it's in motorcycling, whether it's in railways, trams, horse trams or castles. This heritage is what brings people. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. And when we go out of off island, we go to trade fairs and we talk to people about why they're booking onto the island. Absolutely no doubt that the horse trams is part of that.
How key do you feel the horse trams could prove to be in rejuvenating the tourism sector, which has been decimated by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, I think it was useful as I talking to people from the trade last week. It just confirmed what they're doing is rolling forward bookings. And many of the operators that we're talking to have survived the pandemic. And everyone is forecasting that the British Isles will do very well for the next 3 to 5 years, simply because the mechanisms for going abroad are not going to be there. And it has to be said that, you know, why would you want to go to some of the places while the infection rates are so high? I fully understand that people will want to stay safe. And I think as soon as we can safely open our borders, we will see a significant number of people coming here.
That's it for Update this evening. Thanks to newsreader Alex Watton, producer Lewis Foster. Updates compiled from resources of the Manx Radio News Department. And if you're not yet on the podcast bus, by the way, Updates available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com or in your app store. Stick around for the greatest hits on earth with Chris Kinley and a COVID update at 7 o'clock.
W-I-N-T. Working from home? Manx Telecom has the laptop bundle you need, available over 24 months. Like the Dell and